This is KTWH LP 99.5 FM in Two Harbors, Minnesota. Michelle Anderson with you today, and I have a very special guest in studio, and that is Deborah Scott. Hi, Deb.
Hi, Michelle.
Welcome to the studio.
Thank you.
And Deb, you've taken on a very important and exciting role at one of our favorite nonprofits. Tell us a little bit about that.
I am the executive director for Community Partners, which is a nonprofit organization within the community whose focus is to provide support and services so individuals age 60 and above may age safely and healthfully in their home.
Excellent. So Community Partners and KTWH kind of go back. We have done a lot of fun things together over the years, and we're looking forward to doing more partnering with you guys. Who does Community Partners specifically serve, and what is the criteria for participating with Community Partners?
We provide support and services for the residents of Two Harbors, and we do reach into Knife River if there's a need there. Even though it is St. Louis County, it is still, we are closer to Knife River than Duluth is, and so we will provide support for individuals who are looking for that in Knife River as well. And our only criteria is that you are 60 and above or 60 and better.
Okay.
And there's all kinds of ways that you can participate. You don't have to need services. We do have social events and activities that go on. We have a weekly game day. It's a partnership with the Two Harbors Public Library, and it's every Wednesday from 1 to 3. So there are social events that you can participate in, or we serve as a point of entry to some of our community-based services. We have a care navigator who will meet with people individually and talk about what their needs are and the types of supports that exist. And we work with a cohort of volunteers who some people just no longer drive or don't want to drive. And so we have volunteer drivers who can provide transportation services to non-medical appointments or social activities. We provide grocery shopping services. We have a nice arrangement with Super One Foods. If you are not able to grocery shop, then you contact our office and we'll coordinate with Super One so that you can create an account with them, and we'll grocery shop on your behalf, and then they will submit the bill for your grocery shopping. So if you can't get out and shop.
I would imagine that you are aware of other agencies, other services. So something like Meals on Wheels.
We provide delivery services for Meals on Wheels, and those are delivered weekly, Monday through Friday, for individuals who are looking for a prepared meal that is warm and ready to eat.
That's great service. I know my neighbor appreciates that very much. What about stuff like snow shoveling or moving? That's kind of out of the box, but it's definitely on people's minds.
We do have what we call chores, and some things we will not do. If you're moving, we won't move or haul, you know, a household full of furnishings or things like that. But if you need raking, if you need snow removal, if you need lawn mowing, and that is all provided by volunteers. You would call the office and talk with Dana, our volunteer coordinator, and request the service. And then she would reach out to our cohort of volunteers to see who is available. We also work with service groups like alternative spring break programs, and sometimes the sports teams or other organizations will get together. We participate in the United Way Day of Giving, and that's a place where organizations and groups get together, and they come to Two Harbors, and then we send them out to do chores for the people who are participants in our program.
That is wonderful. What does it cost to become a Community Partners participant?
There is no cost to participate, and there are no income level guidelines. You can be low income, you can be high income, everything in between. There is no requirement. Some of the services that we provide do have a cost share component, but it's based on income levels, and that would be established if you met with Megan, our care navigator. She would meet with you and do a consultation and then talk to you about what services you need, if there is a cost share associated with that, and that would all be worked out and discussed up front. But nobody is ever denied the service if they can't afford to pay, even if our fee scale or the cost share scale says that you would have to pay a certain amount. Mm-hmm. If that, we recognize that some people's circumstances don't fit into a neat box, and so those services are offered for free of charge if you can't afford to cover your cost share portion of that.
That is so gracious and wonderful. We've talked a little bit about some of the services that Community Partner provides. If somebody wants to get involved, contribute, or support the program, what is the process or steps they need to take to get involved? Like, let's say I want to become a volunteer.
If you wanted to volunteer, we have, you can look on our website and you reach out and do the contact, and it has information about what volunteer opportunities are available. You would work with our volunteer coordinator, and then there's an application process that you have to go through, and all of our volunteers are required to have a background check. So mm-hmm. you'd have to go through that process, and then we also will do an interest survey as a part of your application to see where your areas of interest lie and how you want to, you know, lend or donate your talents to the services that we provide. Some people, it's a weekly event that they take care of. Some people, they just want to show up and help support a particular activity or an event. And so if it's once a week or once a month or once every 6 months, we're open to working with people's interests and availability.
You guys also have some really fun and creative activities coming up. And can you expound on those for our listeners?
Well, the first event that we have coming up is Spooky Bingo, which is October 27th. And that will be at the community center starting at 5 o'clock. And it's just, there's a costume contest. It's just getting together. It is open for, you know, people 16 to 60 or above. We're not limiting. It's not a child's Halloween event, but it is.
It's for adults.
Adults and young
to get
adults.
Together. Have
yes.
And, have and that fun. Is October 27th?
Yes.
Well, that sounds really, really fun. A spectacular event with Community Partners. Post-COVID, it's really nice to be able to get together in the studio again. I want to welcome you to the community. Deb, you actually have been in Two Harbors community before with other nonprofits. Is that correct?
That is correct. I was the executive director for North Shore Horizons in 2004. So
that's
a little bit ago.
Yeah. Time flies when you're having fun, right? That's also one of our personal favorite nonprofits to work with. And in fact, we'll be having for domestic violence awareness, we'll be having a show come up, Voices of Hope. So you'll be hearing details on that. And what else? What am I missing here about Community Partners? What would you like to share with our audience before we say goodbye today?
Well, we are always looking for opportunities to reach out and be a good neighbor in the community. We, you know, appreciate very much the volunteers that we have and really thank people for being so gracious. This community is very good to us, and so we are very appreciative of everybody's efforts and support. And we're always looking to do more social events now that we can be out and together again, because it's so vitally important for everybody's emotional well-being to have that social connection. So we are striving to do more and more of that as we are moving through this current phase of COVID. So
yeah, trying to move forward, all of us together as a community. Well, I'd like to thank you for coming in and visiting with us today. We hope to maybe have another discussion coming up soon. We'll be having Give to the Max coming up, so we'd like to invite you on and see what's new and what kind of fun events you may have in the future. Thank you, Deb.
Yeah, thank you.
That was Deb Scott, Executive Director of Community Partners. And I just wanted to add that the Dessert and Drinks October 8th event has been canceled. This is Michelle Anderson for KTWHLP 99.5 FM in Two Harbors, Minnesota.